This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our fire, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, and especially those truckers out there that are hauling the coronavirus vaccine to their destinations, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start our number one is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, before we came on the air, we had a report coming out of the Gulf that a Saudi Arabian tanker had an explosion off the coast of Saudi Arabia, which could have something to do with either mines that were laid by Iran or the Houthis out there, which is an intentional thing to try to create some havoc, because Iran would like nothing better than to bring Israel into a conflict along with Saudi Arabia, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, and anybody else they could throw in the mix.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. What we know at this hour is that, yes, it was some sort of external source that caused the explosion. So we don't know exactly what it was. However, mines have been used in the very recent past.
They're
in this
all over.
Area. That's right. And now the Houthis, they are fighting against the Yemeni government, which Saudi Arabia supports. Now, Iran also supports the Houthis. So we now know, of course, that there could be some kind of connection there. So we'll continue to give details as they emerge. But we understand that it was a Singapore-flagged ship, and 22 sailors all on board were able to escape without injury after the attack. So that is some good news, but this is still under investigation.
Now, today is E-Day for Electoral College. And sometime later in the day, the Electoral College will meet. They will cast their ballots. They're supposedly going to have 306 for Joe Biden, and I believe it's 232 for President Trump. And that will mean that the winner and the president-elect will be Joe Biden. After that, the chances of anything changing are slim and none, because this is totally uncharted territory that we're in. Now, I will make the announcement that come hour number four, I will have an attorney on board who can explain all of this a lot better than me, including the legal options that are still open to the president. And the best way that they could do anything at all right now, Kyle, is to have those five states that were challenged, have those five states have emergency legislative sessions.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'm not holding out a lot of hope, Captain, that they would actually go and do that. That is one of the main options that would be available. But after the Electoral College meets, it will be very difficult, as you mentioned, to actually overturn that. Now, that being said, if there is a case that makes its way through some of these lower courts, for example, and it does make its way to the Supreme Court could, as we talked about before, take the kinds of remedies of not being able to certify those elections in those states. But that is it's becoming a much more of a long shot.
Well, that is only before the Electoral College votes, not after it votes. Again, totally uncharted territory, which the Supreme Court has already, with their lack of doing anything, they've already turned it back over to the states who, by the way, per the Constitution, have the authority to make the changes at the state level. Now, we've got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
Yep. Professor Captain, I saw a news story, and it said that there's one congressman, and he said that come January, it's a last-ditch attempt, but apparently there's at least two senators that are willing to also take part where they can file an objection to the result. And then I only skimmed the story because I didn't have time, and I just basically looked it over real quickly. But then it mentioned something about Mike Pence would be put in a kind of a tough situation that he would have to decide, and then, you know, they could possibly overturn it that way. Can you kind of go over it and let me know exactly what that is and how that would work?
Well, it's not going to, and thank you. Okay, this is another hypothetical thing, Kyle, where they're throwing out a bunch of stuff, grasping at straws. Now, could someone raise an objection when it comes time for a vote in the Congress? Absolutely. Would they have the votes to be able to overturn this? Nope.
Well, no, and we've seen this kind of thing happen before, by the way. It's not unprecedented for something like that to happen in a partisan way for just about any presidential election. But in this case, no, I think it would be a done deal. They're not going to get anywhere with it.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with more. And if you have any questions, I know this is a complicated deal. I've even heard people all weekend going, well, you can declare martial law in the army. That's not going to happen. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, y'all are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And hey, I got a great Christmas gift idea for you from our friends at Relief Factor. Do you know somebody that's in pain? I'll bet you do. How about giving them the gift of getting out of pain with the 1995 3-week quick start at Relief Factor? Now, it's pretty simple as to what you can do. You go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And take advantage of the 1995 3-week quick start. That's all it costs. And it's a product that's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation. It works for me. And, boy, I'm telling you, there's been some times that I've had to take some extra packages of it, packets of it, four pills in a packet, capsules, I should say. And it worked. I mean, it just flat out worked. I had something a couple of weeks ago that bothered me, and I took this stuff because I had some swelling I couldn't get rid of. And guess what? It worked. Plain and simple. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, 100% drug-free, supports healthy joints and muscles, also supports the regeneration of getting your body back on track. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Just go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It makes the perfect Christmas gift for somebody that's in pain. I'll guarantee you that one. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, back to what we're talking about here. Joe Biden, unofficially, right now, is not anything other than a candidate who may wind up being the president-elect, correct?
That's right, as of right now. That's right.
But after the Electoral College votes later today, and they vote Joe Biden the winner, he will officially become the president-elect. And even though President Trump is vowing to fight on, his chances, folks, to be realistic about it, are slim to none. The best chance that he has are the five state legislatures to be called into session to have the final say on the election in their states. That's the best possible chance. And I'm going to tell you right now, Kyle, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
And I hate to be a party pooper here, but I'm sorry. There's no movement. There just isn't.
No, we'd be seeing some kind of signs that there would be something to report on this in terms of it starting to hit a critical mass. Now, that being said, I think, and I've talked to a lot of people over the weekend, Captain, nobody believes that, you know, everything was on the up and up with the election. So the American people understand sort of, you know, what's going on here.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, good morning to Sue, the dispatcher. Hope you're doing well. By the way, the 74 million votes that Donald Trump got, which was 10 million more than any other Republican president before, which set a record, of course, 77% of the Republicans that voted believed something screwy went on. 47% definitely think that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. 10% of the Democrats believe that something screwy went on. And 30% of the independents out there believe that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. The problem is that even though so many in the country believe something happened, the courts have refused to hear the case for one simple reason. They are not going to overturn votes from registered voters, people that voted. They're just not going to do it.
Well, no, I think you're right about that. But one person said to me, well, if we can't trust the election and then the courts won't hear the case,
but
now we can't trust the court system,
but
basically.
Here's what we need to do. All elections, regardless of where they are, how they are, national elections, you have to think locally. All these clowns start out at the local level, for the most part, and move their way up. Let's put it this way. How about 90% start at the local level and move their way up? There's only a few exceptions where they have more money than God, and they can just jump into a congressional race or a Senate race or a gubernatorial race, but the majority of them start at the local level and work their way up the ladder.
Sure. No, exactly right. And that's why all of a sudden then you start seeing these names and you can trace them back to where they kind of started from. But nowadays they're big time names and they're there and they're doing things that most people find, you know, reprehensible.
Right. So what we, the people, have to do is get it right at the local level. You need to start paying more attention to the people at the local level. And as they start to work their way up the ladder, which they probably will, some of them, because they want to be a professional politician, you need to vet them. You need to make sure they're doing what they say they're going to do. And if they don't, then you vote them the hell out. Now, what's happened is many people overlooked the state elections, the state representatives, the state senators, a lot of people that came up from the county level and maybe even the city level to do that. They overlooked it and just said, well, I guess he looks pretty good. He's a veteran. I'll vote for him or her. But guess what? They might have been a card-carrying liberal.
Well, very, very true. And now we see what happens with that. And it's very, very unfortunate. But right now, though, Captain, people are awake, perhaps as though they've never been awake ever before.
They need to be.
Absolutely.
And the people in Georgia need to be wide awake and understand, folks, the people in Georgia right now, understand that you have a tremendous burden on your shoulders. You have got to get this right. You cannot allow the Democrats to run the presidency, to run the House of Representatives, to run the Senate. They will run roughshod over every one of us. And if you think you've lost rights already, hey, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, to the phone lines. Good morning. Who's this, Kentucky?
Hey. Commonwealth, baby. You know, Kentucky has 120 counties, but it's really like 120 little kingdoms. And Trump should be the president, but it's not going to happen. But anyways, God bless you all and your listeners.
All righty. Thank you very much. And that's the Kentucky Colonel, I call him, Kyle. And the thing of it is, again, I'm not trying to be a party pooper. I'm just laying it out on the line. There are things that we can do, that we need to do, that we should have been doing, that we never should have stopped. How about the boat parades? How about the car caravans? How about the marches and all that stuff? Yeah, so they had some sort of rally in Washington, D.C., which I guess was okay. It didn't look like it was as well attended as what some of the ones were before, and I get that. But then, did you see what happened afterwards when Antifa went after some of the Trump supporters?
Well, right. Yeah, I think there were some clashes there, absolutely.
Four people got stabbed.
Yeah.
Four people got stabbed. Couple of them seriously, and 23 people got arrested.
Well, and that's this is a terrible thing to witness happening. But you know, Captain, as you're talking about, you know, I think a lot of people in this country believed, and I think even a lot of Democrats believed, that Donald Trump was on his way to victory. And in fact, we were observing that on election night.
We sat there and watched it, and me both.
That's right. And then suddenly, it all stopped. And then suddenly these votes kind of came out of nowhere. Now we have affidavits, we have video evidence, we have all these things. And the American people understand that something happened. And whether or not it was enough to sway the election, we won't really know officially unless there was a court hearing.
The evidence,
not having that.
The evidence was not enough to even sway a court
right
to making a decision, because they called it inconclusive. One court said that somewhere along the line, state court, Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, not the federal Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court of the United States kicked it back to the states for one simple reason. Elections are the responsibility of the states, not the federal government.
Right, but at the very least, you know, I think a lot of people were waiting to have some kind of equal protection under the law. In other words, the idea, and this is just the way the argument goes, that people in different states voted in good faith for a presidential election, but if other states change their rules on the fly, do these kinds of things, such that the fraud comes right in and is able to be done, then you disenfranchise those other voters.
And the Supreme Court did not buy that argument.
Exactly.
Yep,
exactly.
Because you've got 50 states with 50 different ways of doing things, if that happens to be the case, and that's where they left it.
Well, exactly right. So that would have been essentially what Trump called the big one, and it didn't fly.
Now, can these states rework their wording and try it again? Sure, but there's not enough time. And, oh, by the way, there's an announcement that's going to be made tomorrow by our friend and former congressman in Florida, retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, chairman of the movement to make Texas its own independent nation. They know the election was stolen down there, and they don't want to live under a President Biden and commie Kamala country. So they're going to talk about seceding from the country. It's a movement in Texas, but we've heard it before, haven't we?
Yep.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're just getting revved up here. It's going to be an interesting night tonight. That's all I can tell you. So if you want to opine, feel free.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus vaccines are on their way to hundreds of vaccination sites around the country after receiving FDA and CDC approval over the weekend. Many of those who will be first in line to be vaccinated will be those in nursing home facilities, something that was reportedly not going to begin for at least another week. That's something Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says was a misunderstanding. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that nursing homes will be able to begin vaccinations as soon as possible.
Yeah, no, we're not actually asking the nursing homes to wait. And we were able to have a really good discussion with CBS leadership about this misunderstanding that they had at the President's Vaccine Distribution Summit. So I think we've gotten that all straightened out with them. And we'll be getting CVS and Walgreens vaccinating our nursing home people. Almost 100% of our nursing homes have signed up with that program for a turnkey vaccination operation. And we can have every nursing home patient vaccinated in the United States by Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and what you need to do is go to their website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your zip code and tell them you want an insurance quote on the car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe you have a motorcycle, or maybe you got an RV, a boat, or an ATV. They'll insure all of that for you. But if you really want to lower your policy, if you're a homeowner and have homeowner's insurance, which everybody should, they'll give you a rate on that and bundle it and make your overall rate cheaper. Same thing with renters, with the renter insurance, which everyone that's a renter should have renter's insurance. It'll lower your policy. Now, they could save you a whole bunch of money like they have me. And if you're a safe driver, every year you're going to get a 10% reduction on your policy. And right now, GEICO is saving everybody 15%. They lowered their rates 15% this year. And as far as I know, they're going to stay that way through the end of the month. So there you go. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, I'm going to respond directly to a message that we got in the chat room from Al in Nebraska. He said, when they come for our guns, my peaceful resolution is off, and it will be time to crack some liberal heads. Okay, I get that. But how many times in the past, oh, I don't know, a dozen years, have we heard, oh, they're coming for my guns? And how many times did they actually do it?
Right. Well, they haven't. Exactly right.
A handful.
Yeah.
And the reason for that was because somebody lost their mind and went off the deep end, and I get that when they're going to do that. But other than that, You still there?
Oh, I'm here, yeah.
But other than that, it just isn't going to happen. We have people in the liberal media, and we have some antagonizers and instigators out there that are intentionally trying to upset the apple cart and get something started across America. You can't fall for the lie and the hype that's out there. You've got to realize that you're being played by these people that want to start something.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, they definitely want something to start so that they can say, look at all those Trump-supporting, gun-loving, Bible-thumping, whatever
yep,
it is.
Absolutely.
And look what they did, and that's
yep.
why we really have to destroy them.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
We don't need to give them any more ammunition than what they got. So for this other stuff, here's the key, folks. If you're very concerned about, oh, they're going to come and take my guns, they're going to take my dog, they're going to take my cat. If you're really concerned, then you need to make damn sure that the people in Georgia vote Republican and keep those senators, at least one of them, in office to give the Republicans a majority in the Senate. If they don't, then you might need to worry.
Right. Well, but again, yeah, this all hinges on to Georgia.
Yeah.
And of course this, but by the way, this election in Georgia now is fundamentally different because of what we've witnessed over the last 6 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, it's changed.
Yep. And I'm going to be talking in the next hour about the COVID-19 vaccine, which shipped out yesterday. I happen to know some trucks that were delivering it in my area down here. There's 145 locations across the country, and FedEx and UPS was busy yesterday flying it around to different locations. Now, I want to say something here, because this is a story that appeared in Google, and it was a story with no author. The title is, "So What Good Is Trump Anyway?" And I'm going to read it the way it says. The clown in the White House just brokered 4 Middle East peace accords, something that 71 years of political intervention in endless war failed to produce. The buffoon in the White House is the first president who's not engaged us in a foreign war since Eisenhower. Then we go back to the clown in the White House has had the greatest impact on the economy, bringing jobs, lowering unemployment to the black and Latino population of any other president ever. Then we'll go back to this next phrase. The buffoon in the White House has exposed the deep, widespread, and longstanding corruption in the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the Republican and Democratic parties. And he's being punished for it. For what was a planned and carried out election scheme that millions of Americans are now starting to see. Then the next comment is the buffoon in the White House turned NATO around and had them start paying their dues. And then finally, the clown in the White House turned our relationship with the Chinese around, brought hundreds of businesses back to the U.S., revived the economy. Hello! Trump also exposed so many of our honorable politicians that have danced to the Chinese music and put America last. Okay, do you see the pattern here?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you see the name calling to try to, you know, get you going? And this is from, I believe this is from a Trump supporter, because let me read the rest of it and then I'll be quiet. The clown in the White House has accomplished the appointing of 3 Supreme Court justices and close to 300 federal judges. That same clown in the White House lowered your taxes, increased the standard deduction on your IRS return from $12,500 for married filing joint to $24,400, and caused your stock market to move to record levels over 100 times, positively impacting the retirements of tens of millions of citizens. Then the next phrase is the clown in the White House fast-tracked the development of a COVID vaccine that will be available this week. And we still don't have a vaccine for SARS, the bird flu, Ebola, or a host of diseases that arose during previous administrations. Hello, Barack Obama. And this clown in the White House uncovered widespread pedophilia in the government and in Hollywood, and is exposing worldwide sex trafficking of minors and bringing children home to their families. Then it goes, the clown in the White House rebuilt our military, which the Obama administration had crippled, and had fired 214 key generals and admirals in his first year in office. Yes, he did. We remember that well. And then finally, the clown in the White House works for free and has lost well over $2 billion of his own money in serving and done all of this and much more in the face of relentless undermining and opposition from people who are threatened because they know they're going to be exposed as the criminals that they are if he is reelected in 2020. So then the question becomes, and this is the last statement, please educate me again as to what Joe Biden has accomplished for America in his 47 years of office.
Wow. Well, that's very powerful. And what it really is showing, Captain, is that there is just too big of a divide between what the American people really want, the policies that they find beneficial, foreign policy, NATO, just as you were talking about, the stock market, jobs, all these things, but yet those policies are so far away from what the political class, you know, what they want, because they want to have, and because this is a great question, what has Joe Biden accomplished? Well, he's been able to sort of get in bed with all these different things, people from around the world, basically, to make deals. And so the political class is making deals, but as the American people
and suffer, making money off those deals.
That's exactly right. They're feathering their own nests. Mm-hmm. And while the American
and people, they're not just Democrats. There's some Republicans in the mix, and guess what? There's a whole bunch of foreign money floating around here through their proxies here in the United States. Because some of these foreign countries, guess what? Some of these foreign countries happen to be owners of American companies. And Al just responded to me, says, "Hell yeah, we're going to take your AR-15." Ain't that what Beto said? And quite possibly Biden's guns are. Al, it's not going to happen. Repeat after me. It's not going to happen. They already tried it. They couldn't do it. The key to it is the control of the Senate. They can pass whatever they want in the House, Al, but they can't do it. And the president can't use an executive order to do it either. We already know that, don't we, Kyle?
Well, right.
So stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
The idea of the political class in this country, I'm glad you mentioned Democrats and Republicans in some cases, because they're the same ilk when all is said and done at the end of the day.
Yep.
And Trump and Trumpism upended that so badly that this is why they've snapped it back the way that they have.
And many states made last minute changes to their election laws without ever being challenged in a court of law. Shame, 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 shame.
Well, certainly. But again, they absolutely believe that they can do all this out in the open. They must be laughing at the whole idea.
Yeah, and Al is saying that it was done once before. It was attempted once before, Al, and it got overthrown by a federal court.
Yeah, I believe so.
That's correct. I know I'm right. I know I'm right because I remember the case. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And again, stop drinking the Kool-Aid, folks. Start paying attention to the facts, not some stupid blog that's out there from somebody that doesn't have an idea of what they're talking about. Guess what? It's not going to happen. And I get you on that one, Al, what you're saying there. But guess what? You got to quit drinking the Kool-Aid and deal with the hard facts.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much doing that for us. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. And try them out. See what they have. By the way, if you go in there this time of night in the Third Watch and you tell them that you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, talk about them, you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And while you're in there, why don't you consider becoming, oh, yeah, a member of the Drivers Club. Or if you got an RV, you can become a member of the RV Club. You get points for the purchases at the fuel pump. You get points for the food you buy in the store. And you get points for whatever, in the restaurant, rather, and you get points or whatever you buy in the store. All right, let's get going here. Here we go.
Just
righty, that's a little Nickelback, and I'm going to cut that a little bit short because we've got a lot of weather to talk about right now. And, oh, by the way, for those of you up the East Coast, get ready. We got another one coming your way. That snowstorm, I mean. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix. I'm going to read this statement, Kyle, and then I'll turn you loose out west because we've got some interesting weather out west tonight. Now, a storm tracking across the southern part of the U.S. and the Gulf of Mexico right now, working its way inland, will shift into the southeast on Monday. It'll have heavy rain. It'll have thunderstorms expected along the storm's track with snow over the central Appalachians, and that will continue to move up the east coast and make life exciting later on in the week. Now, the next Pacific cold front will sweep into the northwest on Tuesday with more rain and mountain snow. A major winter storm will likely impact portions of the Middle Atlantic and northeast midweek through the weekend. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we'll start out here in Southern California tonight in Bakersfield area. We've got a wind advisory, so if you're coming across Route 58 out near the Mojave Desert in Bakersfield up California 99, you may run into that wind advisory a little bit south of Bakersfield, it looks like, right there. Also, winter weather advisory covering the area of Yosemite National Park, also up towards Reno, Nevada, so that's 395 in that area. Winter storm warning also just west of Reno, east of Sacramento. In the San Francisco area, it looks like they've got a coastal flood advisory going on right now. This is in the Bay Area, and that has to do with the storms there and the rain. Also in, moving up the coast, up towards Seattle, we've got 44 degrees right there right now, and rain basically through next week. That's what it's looking like right now. So very, very wet in Seattle right now. Winter weather advisory as well. Winter storm warning. This is just going to be east of Walla Walla, also covering parts of I-84 as you're traveling through Oregon tonight. Winter weather advisory covering almost all of mid-Idaho, basically, and going on over towards Montana, covering areas like Helena as well. So again, lots going on, and a high wind warning this time just west of Laramie. This is on I-80 as you're coming through Wyoming. Around the Great Salt Lake, winter weather advisory there. That's going to go down south of Provo and down to about the middle of the state there along I-15, and also winter weather advisory across I-80 all through the northern part of the state of Nevada tonight.
Now, the other thing is, when you take a look at the weather in the upper Midwest, we have a high wind warning in the middle of Wisconsin tonight. We also have a gale warning along Lake Superior and Lake Huron. And coming down into the central part of the country, the eastern third of Oklahoma has high winds there, as well as the northwestern corner of Arkansas. But moving on down to the Gulf of Mexico, from the Mexican border down around Brownsville, all the way around almost to, halfway across Louisiana, but it's still way offshore around New Orleans, but it's going to get moving closer. You've got high winds and you've got gale warnings right there along the Gulf. Now, this is going to develop, and the formation for a rapidly developing storm with the severe thunderstorms and all that good stuff to move into the southeast over into the peninsula and panhandle of Florida, and then over into Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and then work its way up through the Carolinas and up into Virginia. The formation of a winter storm is going to happen a little bit later in the week. Now, we do have some winter weather, winter driving conditions in the mountains along the Tennessee-North Carolina border, as well as on up in West Virginia, the northwestern corner of Virginia, and the northeastern corner of West Virginia, and then across the central and southern part of Pennsylvania, coming across the Pennsylvania Turnpike to probably about Harrisburg, and then on up into the Poconos, where we've got some winter weather tonight. But again, gale force warnings off the coast of the East Coast, and all that is part of what's coming their way a little bit later. And again, folks, I just want to remind you that the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the pilot and Flying J near you. Now, folks, we have to understand something here. Everybody's coming uncorked with, oh, well, I'm going to do this and they're not going to that. Let's just calm down for a second and realize the facts of the matter. You and Kyle, chime in here.
Mm-hmm.
The facts of the matter are not we're just going to pick up our guns and we're going to hit the streets and this, that, and the other, and all this other crap that's out there, because they would like nothing better than that to happen, because then they can control the narrative.
Well, that's exactly right. And, in fact, they're controlling the narrative to a great degree already.
Right. Yeah. Now, I got to answer another question here real quick. Are we saying that Georgia will not be using the same voting machines for the runoffs? No, they're going to be using the same exact machines they used before and the same system. The problem is they're going to be watched, not just by poll watchers, but this time we're going to have people in there from the Federal Election Commission. We're going to have probably some FBI people in there, too. And as far as a fair chance, I think it'll be as fair as it can be, given the circumstance. Now, remember, Florida had 18 counties where we had the Dominion system, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
We have 67 counties, so 49 counties had the ES&S system, correct?
Mm-hmm, I believe so. Yeah.
Never had a problem, correct?
Right.
We only had two counties where we had a problem with the Dominion system out of the 18 that had them, correct?
Right.
So, therefore, to think for a second that there's going to be widespread fraud in Georgia right now just is not realistic.
Well, as I was saying, yeah, before, this is
it's going to be so closely watched.
That's right. It'll be very closely watched.
Yep.
The dynamic of the race has changed dramatically.
And Dan the Man called at just the perfect time, because we're headed for the top of the hour break. So, Dan the Man, if you want to hold on and come on after the top of the hour news, I'll take your call then. Otherwise, you can call me back and come on then. But for the people that are out there, and by the way, the media, does anybody other than me not know the way the media works?
Well, I don't know.
It's called advertising revenue.
Yep.
And when you hear the ads with, well, for $9.95, you can get a gun holster. For $4.95, you can get a pair of socks. For $3.95, you can get a hat. Okay? When you hear that stuff, you know what it's telling you?
What's that?
Made in China.
Mm-hmm.
Made in Hong Kong. Made in Formosa. Made in Vietnam. That's what it's telling you. When you hear the cheap rates on television and those people pay big money to advertise, it's all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Hold on. Be right back. And folks, you got to understand that it's all about the money. Got nothing to do with morals. It's got everything to do with money. Morals left the scene a long time ago when it comes to the media. Just take a look at your TV. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with the